Okay.
Ethan and I just had a fierce debate about how we're going to divide.
Here's what's going to happen now. For week eight, we're going to do week eight and Shabbat Nivonim together.
That's
going to
be this podcast.
And then the next and last podcast will be the goodbyes and the outtakes. Right. So don't get confused. And if you do get confused, that's really your problem. So scene selection, menu, we're going to hit week eight. We're going to get started right
here we go. The now. Ultimate week. And of course, you know, week eight, we've now got the song of Nevonim. It's a good one. Good Adah song. Again, all the Adah songs are really great this year.
Yeah, it was a good year for Adah.
I was happy to feature them here in the video year, but...
It was good that you had enough audio footage to make that happen.
Well, most of the Adot I arranged that last week in camp to actually film them getting together.
So you had already thought that. You already thought that through.
I do. Yeah. I mean, I think about the DVD, the yearbook, even over the summer. As you know, because you know, you sort of see as the summer develops, like what are the jokes or what are people into. You know, so and again, it sort of started by the Kochavim Adah song was clearly a hit. And again, it's not, you can't predict that, but you just it becomes clear as the summer's going. So I started thinking. I wanted to do something with the Kochavim Adah song in the video, and then I started thinking, okay, let's do something with all the Adah songs. And so I, most Adot cooperated, there were one or two that didn't, I sort of had to pull their Adah songs from, maybe they sang it at the end of their play, or they sang it during like No Smoking or whatever, I will not mention the names of those Adot, but if you're listening and you're thinking that the quality of your Adah song was maybe not as crisp as the quality of the other song. I don't even know if these are the things that people notice. I did mess with the
sound quality
and make sure that the sound quality was as good as we could get it for all the Adah songs. But you know, when you watch the video as many times as I have, again, you also sort of the little things like that sort of make my head explode about like you know. Again, I wish I had a. You always want a little more time. This year, like we were saying at the beginning. You know, we ended this, usually I have about 2 months to put the unit together, and this year I really had about 2 weeks, and really only about 1 week to actually do the actual editing, because it takes so long to review all the footage. I mean, it's 50, 60 hours of footage, and you know, again, some of it I can just sort of fast forward through. We mentioned the 30 minutes of cars driving into camp, you know, I watched a few minutes of that. Oh, here's some more Good Life. Okay, I will do it now, as soon as we're done. That's the substitute. That's the best Adirondack blueberry soda substitute we've been able to find for the Good Life. It's that blueberry... I don't even know if you can really legally use the word berry, but it's blue Kool-Aid that comes in those little
It's a berry-related drink.
It's berry-licious. Right, it's a... there's some... Might be some fruit original.
Yeah, probably not. Unless you consider it's sugar. Really good. Is sugar a fruit? Sweet. I don't know.
It's very sweet and good. And it's the best. It's the best blueberry soda. Even though it's not really a soda, it's a drink. But it's the best we found. One year there was like a berries and like an IBC made like a berries and something like soda that was really a good like blue sort of soda. But it was just a one summer thing. I like this song, by the way. This is the song that the God danced to at the Zim. This Maya.
Now this year, of course, one of the big innovations: one Zimkudia instead of two. And I think
so
it worked
here at the end of the summer.
Worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
Zimkudia, another one of the programs that. Maybe a little too long, but...
this year? No, not this year. The only problem this year was that it started late.
Right, it did start late. We had some technical difficulties.
But once, you know, I thought the Shiran recruits have did a great job of really moving bam, bam, bam from act to act. And the whole thing was not much longer
than an hour. No, it wasn't too... It did start late, though.
It started late. The problem is that you don't want it to go too long after the sun sets, because I think people's attention wanders and it becomes a little harder to sort of keep the camp all together. If we'd started on time, I don't think it would be a problem. But the music staff did a great job of putting it together. And already, this is some footage from the last night. This is all last night stuff on Sadoff. Brings a tear to me eye.
Camp is coming to a close all over again.
That was a brief shout out at Sadoff Dance.
My favorite program is the Side Bet Dance, Josh. I just want you to know. I love that program.
A moment ago, that was Yishai Bartha. He gave a long monologue. Most of it was really just touting my greatness.
Wow, I'm surprised you cut a lot of that.
I really am not joking about that, but I think he just wanted to get into the video.
And it worked, and it worked.
It did. I did cut the Josh's great monologue out.
So, my friends, another way to get into the video yearbook?
Oh, yeah. In fact, in the outtakes, we did include a few direct messages to me. I'm always amused and entertained when people talk to me, but either people being filmed or the people doing the filming just sort of talk into the video and give me messages. And
this is, of course, one of the more somber moments at Camp Ramah,
the end of the traditional podcast commentary?
The traditional Erev Shel Shoshanim. Actually, I kind of, we were inside this year, but I didn't mind it so much. I didn't mind. Obviously, I'd rather be outside.
The other problem was that, look, because so much of this dance is the girls are seated, if yes. You're not sort of sitting in the
tough
first row, you don't can't really see.
And of course,
but I think everybody who's like older than Elon know it, and probably even a lot of the Elonors, we all sort of know the dance. Ethan, you and I could probably do the air. Yeah.
And this, of course, as we're watching now, is the traditional Stairway to Heaven rendition that Nivonim does, which is always one of my favorite moments.
Gets me every time, really, right in the heartstrings.
That is, in case you're wondering, that is what Uf Gozal means. It does mean Stairway to Heaven, and clearly everybody enjoying. Mike Landy's enjoying it a little more than everybody else there. Not sure why he's so excited. But this group did a great job.
Yeah, great job.
Sometimes you get the dissolving into tears, the not really singing, but this
they were singing. They did great.
They let it out.
I would have cut it off sooner if they had been doing it.
Good job, Nivonimo 8. That's why you get a little more footage.
And that, I think, is where we're going to pause right now.
We're going to pause, okay.
So we'll do the goodbyes.
So we're going to pause, and we'll come back and do the goodbyes and the outtakes, and that will be our last podcast of 2008.
Our last part of this yearbook.
Correct, the yearbook. There will be more podcasts, but they won't be related to this, but it's been really nice, and we'll be right back with the final installment.
The final chapter.
Installment. Okay.